Welcome to the Kingdom Fit Moms podcast. This is your host, Kelsey Wickenhauser, and I want to talk a little bit today, give a little encouragement to the stay-at-home moms. So I am sometimes a work-at-home mom, sometimes a working mom outside the home, and we homeschool, so I don't really know where exactly I fall into these categories, but I will say that when you're home, it does pose a few unique challenges that can make it hard to get into your fat burning zone. So here are a few tips and tricks for those of you who are at home, or maybe you can use these. Don't tune out if you are a working mom, because you can even use these tricks on the weekends when you transition to being home as well. Hey, Fit Mom, if you're listening to this as we release this podcast, you should know that the Comeback 3-Day Weight Loss Intensive starts in 4 days. On Monday, we're doing a 3-day intensive where I'm going to be giving you all the good stuff, teaching you how to lose weight for the last time, going through some workbook style material to help you process what's not going well, how to change it, how to stop staying on this diet roller coaster that none of us want to be on. So if you want some help, I don't do these free intensives very often, so go sign up. We are over halfway full and we still have 4 days to sign up, so I don't want you to miss out. So go hop in now into the show notes. Come join us for the 3-day Comeback Weight Loss Intensive, where I'm going to teach you how to come back to feeling amazing in your own skin and how to stay there, how to honor God with your body, how to live this lifestyle of freedom, shedding that burden of excess weight and just living in the light of all that you're created to be. Hop down now to the show notes and sign up for the Comeback Weight Loss Challenge. I also wanted to say that you do not have to just succumb to feeling tired and succumb to just living without confidence or feeling hopeless or just missing your past, your more fit self. That's not that one version of you where you felt amazing when you were in your 20s or your 30s or even in high school, right? That's not the end of feeling good. And in fact, I would argue that you can take action now to feel better than you did when you were in your 20s or whatever that prime time was for you. I have a fit mom right now who is 40. She's exercising daily. She's lost 30-ish pounds, and she just commented how she is feeling better than ever, and she looks and feels just incredible. And this can be your story too. Sometimes you just need a kickstart to start believing it again. And so I want you to get back to the fit, confident, thriving version of you. So go sign up for the Comeback Weight Loss Intensive. We start Monday, 3 days of action to get your mind, your body, and your spirit back on track. Hop down to the show notes for details. All right, fat burning tips today for stay-at-home moms. One of the biggest problems that you probably have is that you have constant access to snacks and kid food. And, you know, probably a mindset of what does it hurt to just have a little of my kids' chicken nugget or cereal or snack? What about this one little thing? Does it really matter? And I hear this a lot, you know, leftover broccoli is less tempting, right? But having those kid snacks, those are a little more tempting. And you make the excuse of, well, I just don't want it to go to waste. Sometimes you may let your day go and flow with whatever your kids need, right? You don't have a schedule too. Maybe you homeschool and your day revolves around what school is getting done or what play dates are coming up. So anyway, I could go on guessing, but you know your story and why it's hard to lose the weight when you're at home. And I've talked to a lot of women who really struggle being at home to stay on track with their health goals. Maybe you work at home and this could apply to you too. So here are my top tips to get you into a fat burning zone. And you'll notice that not many of them have to do with exactly what to eat. Now, I just want to remind you the three circles of weight loss that we do in our Fit Moms formula. So if you are new to our community, you really need to tune in. And if you've been here for a while, this is a reminder for how you restore the process of healthy living. So picture a target with three circles, okay? The outer circle, you have probably been trying in that outer circle the world's way, things like Weight Watchers or Optavia or counting calories or macros, or maybe you've done weight loss medications, whatever those things are to help you to burn fat. And for a season. These things can be helpful, but they're not the end all be all solution. And so in Fit Moms, we replace that outer rim of our target to eating real food. Then we go a layer deeper. That middle circle is about implementation. How do we actually live out this healthy lifestyle as a busy mom, not as a single 20-year-old, right? It's different. And so this includes changing our thoughts. This includes our schedule and time management and planning our meals, fitness planning, all of those pieces that make it very practical. And then we move into the middle circle of our target. And this is the faith component. This is how we invite God in. And this includes, first of all, identity and understanding the abundant life that we have access to, including abundant health. Do you actually believe that you are worthy of being a fit mom? So we talk a lot about identity and who God says we are. We are daughters of the Most High King, and He wants good things for us. Then we have to dive into what we call root lies, or figuring out why the struggle with weight exists. And there is a reason. There are probably many reasons, little seeds that have been planted in your heart that have sprouted into lies you've been believing. And so we have a whole process of helping you with the Holy Spirit dig those things up and start living out the truth of who God says you are. And then we have to get you excited about your kingdom purpose and the call on your life and the vision for your life, and helping you to believe that you can walk that out in confidence without this burden of excess weight that has most likely hindered you in some way. And then number four, we focus on declaring with our words, with our mouth, declaring a new story over our life. So those are the three circles of weight loss that I just wanted to remind you of. And again, too often we focus on that outer layer, but to hit your goals, we have to address the inner two layers as well. So this may not be your conventional advice for fat burning at home, but I'm going to tell you what's on my heart today for all you stay at home mamas. So number one, you have got to have a schedule. You should know generally when you are going to eat and what it's going to be. You may need to even take a season where you literally write down in the morning, maybe for the whole week, the exact things you're going to eat so that you stop grazing, so that you stop snacking on things that you don't need to be eating when you're not hungry. When you go into the day with a clear picture of what the day has in store in any area of your life, you're going to be much more successful. So get a schedule for your food and then also for your fitness. How are you going to move? When are you going to do it? When are you going to get it done? Because we are experts at making excuses, right? Okay, number two, I think especially for stay-at-home moms, but for anybody, you've got to develop a morning routine. And in that morning routine, I want you to visualize what you'll be eating and maybe even spend some time visualizing saying no to things, saying no to, you know, the candy that your kid brings home from, you know, a play date or whatever that is. I want you to visualize how you're going to feel when you make the decision that you actually want to make long term. Also, morning routines are vital because it may be the only time that you have alone in a day. And I know all you mamas love some alone time. If you're anything like me, which you probably can be like, yes, it's so funny when say I go to the dentist or an appointment or whatever, and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry about the weight. I'm like, you know what? This is a great excuse to sit here and read a book or just think, you know? So I love my silent time. So anyway, time alone, it's going to decrease your stress to have time alone in the morning, time alone with your Heavenly Father, time alone to do something that lights you up. Okay. Number three, you need to have a meal plan. Okay. We teach you inside of Fit Moms Accelerator how to meal plan and shop in an hour a week. And this will change your life if you implement this. You need to have a process so that every week this is streamlined. It's not overwhelming. It's easy. You have your go-tos that your family loves. Nobody's fighting. Everybody knows what to expect. So we have to help you to develop that, because otherwise you're going to be like, what's for dinner? I don't know. Everybody's fighting. I don't want that for dinner. Or you end up ordering out. Okay. Number four, you've got to get the junk out of the house. Okay. Just go throw it away right now. Pause this podcast. Go throw it away, because you need to create a blue zone in your house. You got to stop making excuses like, you know, my kids love this food. Like, why are you letting them eat that anyway? Right. Let's just get it out of the house. have a clean slate. They are going to have exposures to plenty of crappy food anywhere else they go. So let's just make it a clean eating home. And you got to stop making excuses. And you are in charge of your house. I don't care how old your kids are. I don't care if they're going to whine. You got to do it. And so eventually you just got to rip the Band-Aid off. We're going to create a blue zone, which if you haven't heard of blue zones, go look it up. But you're creating the space in your home where the healthy choice is the easy choice. Okay, number 5, get your steps in. Every single day, have a plan to hit your 8,000, 10,000 steps. I don't care how you do it. I don't care if you're walking in place. I don't care if you're chasing your dog or your kid or going on a walk with other moms. I don't care, but you got to do it every day. It's got to be a priority. And then I want you to add in lifting weights 3 or 4 times a week. I don't care if you're starting with 5 pounds. I don't care if you're lifting heavy or light. I don't care how you do your resistance training. But it's important. And if you want to get into that fat burning zone, you have to be resistance training. Okay, number 6. Hear me out. Take a deep breath. Okay, deep breath in, deep breath out. You got to take a season. And this is may not be a short season. And it may be in the thick of motherhood, but you have to take a season to do the inner work of breaking off emotional eating. And I know, it's hard to take a season that focuses on you, but you can do it even if you're in the midst of busy mom life. We have to help you to dive in and figure out why do you stress eat? Let's figure out the roots of that struggle. Let's learn how to have control over food and not vice versa. Let's learn how to draw out scriptures in those hard moments. And this is not something that you can just listen to in this podcast and it will instantly click. It is going to take practice. It's going to take community. It's going to take help and wisdom and coaching. But if you commit to this, if you say, okay, even for 1 year, let's say you have little kids and they're 1, 3, and 5. You are like in the thick of things and I feel you. Okay. But let's say even in the midst of that, you take a season to do the work of resetting your health foundations. I want you to just remember that even if it takes a few hours away from your kids, you are giving them a health legacy that will last for their entire life, for their kids, for their grandkids. You know, it's this ripple effect. And so we have to stop thinking in the moment, you know, oh, I can't spare a little bit of time away from my kids. I feel bad. I want to always be there for them. You got to stop that, mom. And you got to say, now is the time. This is my time to do this work. Even though I know it's going to be hard, I know that it's going to take extra work. I'm going to have to start setting boundaries that I didn't want to set. I'm going to have conversations I didn't want to have. But it's all for the glory of God because you are going to live as a fit mom and there's going to be an incredible impact on your kids. So you have to take a season and you have to see it as that. Like I'm taking a season to dive in just like I learned about things in college, just like I learned about things, you know, when I learned an instrument or I played a sport or I learned a new language. I took a season of my life to dive in and really learn. If you are willy-nilly about this whole process and you're saying, yeah, I'm going to try to implement this one little thing at a time, it's not going to have the impact that you want. You're not going to have the lasting results to make this who you are. So I want to invite you into our Comeback Weight Loss Challenge where I'm going to be teaching you more. If this is firing you up, you got to get in and hang out with us starting Monday to the Comeback Weight Loss Challenge. Hop down to the show notes to sign up. And I cannot wait to see you there.